The iconic All Australian River Red Gum is the most widespread of the eucalypt family, being found along watercourses in every state of the country except Tasmania. The most abundant subspecies, Arida, lines the seemingly dry riverbeds and banks in the arid and semi-arid red centre of Australia, forming meandering corridors of green across the wide open plains. The name red gum is not derived from the colour of their bark or its sap. It's named for the rich red colour of their heartwood, which has made them a target to logging since colonial times. This hardwood has been particularly enticing to the building industry due to its resistance to termites. These little creatures can't digest the living cellulose that makes up the timber, but they can tackle the core of the tree as it starts to die off at around the 60th year. As the tree center starts to deteriorate, termites work their way up the middle, munching on the tree as it grows in girth but dies out within. The debris left over from their byproducts within the trunk becomes highly flammable and can often be the cause of these large old trees coming down in a bushfire. Incredibly, this is not always the end for these hardy eucalypts. Provided they're not completely ringbark during the fire and still have some of their root system in the ground, they'll simply start regrowing from a horizontal position, creating a whole new tree and often surviving hundreds of years more. There are 7 defined river red gum, or Eucalyptus camaldulensis subspecies so far, each with adaptations depending on the habitat in which they live. The common feature that binds all 7 is the seed, which is a pyramidal shape with 2 seed coats, the outer coat being yellow-brown with a nice glossy sheen. The bark of the river red gum is a beautiful smooth silvery white colour dappled with pink, brown and green patches. A fine white, powdery film covers the exposed parts of the trunk, acting as a natural sunscreen to help protect the bark from the relentless heat of the summer sun. Throughout November, December and January, these trees produce masses of small, white flowers laden with sweet nectar and pollen, which are highly sought after by many native birds and bees. River red gums have one of the fastest growth rates for a tree, and with a good water supply can attain a height of 12 to 15 metres in just a few years. Some of these gum trees can grow to between 500 and 1,000 years old. With age comes incredibly artistic shapes with gnarly, twisted limbs and striking colours on their bark. These shapes and colours, combined with deep blue skies and red rocks of the outback, make them one of the most popular subjects of landscape painting in history. They have been the subject of numerous paintings created by the famous watercolour artist Albert Namatjira. Some glorious examples of his paintings can be seen in the permanent collection held at the Araluen Art Centre here in Alice Springs. Apart from being beautiful trees, they're also one of the most important plants in the landscape for providing safe homes for a host of different wildlife. Many eucalypts of all different shapes and sizes are known to perform a type of triage, wherein they'll randomly sacrifice a healthy limb to enable more water and nutrients to feed into the rest of the tree during difficult times. The hollows that form in the trees where these limbs have dropped make perfect nesting sites for birds, mammals, and some reptiles. Additionally, the bark that peels away around the base of these trees, especially the older ones, provide ideal hiding places for reptiles, spiders, and beetles. Even the termite infestations of older trees are useful to wildlife. Some birds like kingfishers and pardalotes seek out these trunk-bound termite nests to dig tunnels to nest in.